pick up on the end of Lamed Gimel. So you spoke about that just a little bit yesterday. Talk about a little bit more. But so I'll tell you. Let's pen you stacko. We seem to have a difficulty. Many of us have a difficulty accepting Teuchoch. Usually comes from some level of what I call it, Bekashas of COVID. What is the Kuna Bekashas of COVID? What is COVID? COVID is value. Right? The word COVID is something is it's COVID, it's heavy. Something is weighty. So every person wants to know that he's considered to be a weighty person. That's just, each person needs to know that he is a weighty person. He has there's a certain gravitas, a certain significance, a certain weight that he carries in the Bria, which is significant. If a person feels that he has zero significance, so he usually asks to get off. Stop the world, I want to get off. What am I here for? If I feel that there's nothing with no difference that I make whether I'm here or not here, so I might as well not be here already. Sir Pchatskal says every person needs a spoonful of kavod every day. So the musik of kavod is not so much a negative. The challenge of in the world of kavod is where do you get your kavod? Right, so many people get their kavod because the people tell me that I'm valuable, that I'm choshev, that I have significance, then I believe I'm valuable, and choshev has significance. If nobody ever tells me that, or people tell me the opposite, so then I believe I have no value, no, I'm not choshev, I have no significance. But a person can't live like that. So then other people commit suicide. That's what they're committing suicide for. But a person understands that the looking for kavod from somebody outside of himself, from the world around him, makes him an eved nirtzeh to the velt. He's meshubetz to the gods of velt. He needs to get it from other people. Yet a person has to find it inside of himself. A person has to between his relationship between him and his creator. The Rosh Hashanah created me. The Rosh Hashanah thinks I'm important. The Rosh Hashanah put me here in the world for a reason. A person has that true understanding. So the source of my kavod is from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So now somebody comes and points out to me that I did something wrong. I say, Baruch Hashem, I need to know that. The source of my kavod is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I need to know every single thing that I did wrong. I want to correct it. I don't want to do things wrong. I serve the source of kavod of other people, so I want the person to think that I'm good. So now I feel that he thinks that I'm bad. So it becomes very emotional for the person. So the person gets into the state of denial. One of the we all fall prey to this, but one of the ways to deal with that, until a person is able to really bring home to himself that understanding that the only source of kavod really is the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Baruch Hu created me, the Baruch Hu put me in the Bria for a reason, and obviously he feels that I'm important, and I look to Kodesh Baruch Hu to get my self-worth and my self-value as opposed to other people. I know you probably have all had this experience. You probably, after you're that old, but you probably all had this experience where you hear a person, doing something, you see a person doing something wrong. You see a person correcting them, pointing out, etc. You see the person denying it. Right? So he's denying it because his feeling of it's painful for him to accept the fact that there's something wrong with him because people should think bad of him. But the reality is most people who look at the scenario look down at the person for doing that. So you don't get more cover, you get less cover that way. So the Yetzirah plays a game in your mind. Yeah, if you pretend that it didn't happen and you don't admit it, so it's like the ostrich. You stick your head into the sand, it'll go away. And then male, everybody will think you're wonderful. But the reality is people think you're a fool from being an ostrich and trying to deny so much is real. So your Yetzirah can be used to your own benefit. I want cover. So what's cover? A person who's able to admit he made a mistake, people respect. The people who refuse to admit they make a mistake, even though everybody deserves everybody, people have no respect for it. So you get more covered by admitting and accepting the chacha and being a person who does it in a beautiful, in a comfortable, happy way, than the opposite. So you can turn it around and use that as a shlodi shmo to allow you to accept the chacha that you need. Is that making sense? Yeah. So that's the mussig of the when a person wants to Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shnei yitzrecha. Sometimes the takbula is to use the Yetzer Hara's own game against himself. Another example of that, just I don't know about you, but I'm a tremendous procrastinator. I am, just to get something done is I push it off to the last moment that I have to. So Yetzer comes and says, "Let's do an avera." So you know what? Later, the same way you can do mitzvahs later, you can do avera later also. You don't have to use. It comes to mitzvahs later. It comes to avera's with haste. You put something off. You might as well be consistent and use your meat of atzlus to your benefit. So there are ideas of using the and what's one of the I think it's Rabaron in Mishnah's Rabaron, Rabaron Cutler. He says, the puzzle says, refers to the Yetzer Hara's melech zokeh b'ksil. He's an old, foolish king. Now, old he is, he's been around for a very long time. But foolish, it's hard to call him foolish. He seems to be extremely wise, extremely capable. He's, if you look at the Velt, you realize that of the 8 billion people which are in the world, right, probably 8 billion minus 3 are told that he has control over, So how do you call him a seal? He says, Bershom made the nature of the Yetzer Hara, that the Yetzer Hara, you can use the Yetzer Hara's own game against him. And it works. So that's the element of seal which is in the Yetzer Hara. The other shot I heard one time is what Shalom Shalom said. He says that some people are called on, based on their umness. A person who's a woodworker, he's called a worker because he works in wood. A person, the glass blower, is called glass because the person is called Xil, not because of who he is, because of what he deals with. He deals in fools. That's his business. So that's another pshat. Getting back to the kud over here. So ahav mechichim, even if a person finds it's hard to ahav mechichim, but you can turn that around and says, I gain more in regards to if the motivation of not accepting it is the self-respect, etc., that I need, I gain more respect by accepting Teichocha and being interested in Teichocha, and then obviously, accepting it means then implementing it. I accept all criticism, but I don't do anything about it. That doesn't give me too much comfort. At the end of the day, the person. Now the reality is that we don't see our mistakes. We don't see the problems that we do. We tend to gloss over our, this is. I have a strength of character to stick to my guns, and you're obstinate. That type of a thought process. When I do it, it's a good thing. When you do it, you have a problem. Right. So. So, etc. I'm assertive and he's aggressive, right? That's our nature. So we suddenly tend to gloss over these things, but the reality is that it should be the opposite. But it's good for us. It's good for us to get feedback. The feedback is a very important thing. I find that women in general are better than men. They don't have the same male ego issues. The word me stands, it's Rosh HaTeva, it's a male ego. Right? This is part of what Rosh HaTeva made us. The tool of Kabbalah is very, 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 very sensitive to a man. Tamei Chassanim, that they say, what does a woman want in a marriage? She wants AAA. She wants attention, appreciation, and affection. I want them to ask my cover. My wife says, so what does a man want in marriage? He wants KKK. What's KKK? He says, covered, covered, and covered. She says, you're right. Right. That's what a man needs in a marriage. He needs a wife's respect. Right. There's a maisa with Remember Kaplan, Ziklag Rocha. Remember Kaplan, Ellen Perlman, Remember Kaplan? Stamina. Remember Kaplan was the first year based manager I've been in Philly for years and years and years. As if I don't know how many years ago. He learned Rabbi Machon and Baranovich. And then he learned, what did he go after? I don't remember where he went afterwards. Pork Bear, maybe, I think. Tremendous Tamachochim. He and Rabbi Tauber Karusas together. The guys used to stand outside the door and listen to them talk, learn together. Says, but Dr. Malim says, they didn't finish their sentences. That's how they used to learn together. That was like, you know. But he had a tremendous understanding of people. Tremendous became. They had the article put out a book, Remendel and His Wisdom, by one of his Talmidim, years and years ago. But you know, the chokhmas, the pichas that he had. So there's a story in there about one time he was walking with one of his Talmidim, and they were walking and they see these two birds chirping. And this one bird is like sitting in the nest, and one bird is sitting on the edge of the nest, and the bird is like going, talking real long and loud, and then there's like a chirp back from the one inside the nest, and it goes back and forth a few times. What's Gateman for though? He said, if it's in Yiddish, he says, what's going on over here? I'll tell you what's going on. He says, the one on the outside is the man, and the one inside is the woman. And all that says, I am so strong, I can go down and knock over that human being. And the one inside saying yes. And then says, I am so strong, I can do this. And the one inside saying yes. He said, that does get me for though. That's what was Tutsav though. That was his uptight of the relationship between the male and the female. You know, it was tremendous pichas, that understanding, the male need for recognition. But it ends up hurting us tremendously because it's very for a person finds it difficult to accept the teichocha that he needs. Yesterday's moshul, I just want to repeat it again. You know, the person tells you that your lights are on in your car. You thank it very much and you appreciate it and you go fix it. You turn off the lights. The person tells you that you have a blemish in your soul. You should thank him 10 times more. It's that much more important than whether your battery wears out in your car, is that you have a chesaron in your neshama, you become your neshama. Okay, let's just start the next place. Tevi yashalacha, it is good and proper for you. L'hamit beinecha p'lusecha tevi. L'hadde beinecha p'sha'echa. Not to focus on how wonderful your deeds are. Right? I'm such a great guy, I've done this, I've done that, I've done this, I've done that. But rather focusing on that, focus instead on how much you have been negligent. Well, the harvest cost and to understand the chesed of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, v'yitzrecha mibetim, which created you, v'noisen achocha b'ita, gives you your food. So if a person understands how much you've not accomplished in your mitzvot, how negligent you've been in your responsibilities, and contrast that with how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been mative to you. So from that vantage point, you'll understand a true understanding of the Hatzavah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it'll be at that point in time, it'll be impossible for a person to be Meshamash Amanasa Kamapras, because you'll perceive yourself is being tremendously indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a desire to want to give back. So I'm not getting it because I want to get something out of it. I'm giving it because I feel a tremendous need to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because look how much he's done for me. Because look how little I've accomplished, little I've done, and how negligent I've been. And in return, the Russian has just been mated to me and mated to me and mated to me. This is the kudah of our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, understanding the Kodesh Baruch Hu as a meitiv, and the Rosh Hashanah is it's a fascinating piece of the Mabit in Beis Elokim. So he says, you know, one of the challenges we have in the world of tefillah is, you know, I don't deserve it. I don't feel deserving of asking the Kodesh Baruch Hu for X, Y, and Z. There's a hesitancy to ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu because, like, I deserve. So he says it's a mistake. The part of our chiyuv of emunah in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we believe in Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Rosh Hashanah is a meitiv, a tremendous meitiv, and he's meitiv regardless of how much I deserve. So So part of the emunah, which is necessary for tefillah, is this emunah of the version being a meitiv, regardless of how much I deserve. He says, because if you say otherwise, it comes out you're limited to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is limitless. The Russian was limited to give to you only just based on what you deserve. The Russian was limitless. But what the Russian is saying over here is, you know, it's not like it's this deep philosophical thought process to figure this out. Just look at your reality. You know, the person, you know, we sort of like, you know, yeah, I'm healthy, and I know that's normal. But that's, why is that normal? Do you think about an average melech interacting with his servants and how bad a servant I've been, how beaten up I should look, you know they take me for X amount of lashes every day, you know, based on what I deserve. Terrence says the Russian was a maitiv, even though I don't deserve it. And then that's our whole relationship is based on that. It's a tremendous, it gives a person a tremendous outpouring of avatar.